Hi there, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Eric is in his 25th year at Heckman Financial, and I'm going to give you his phone number before we get started so that you can plan on calling him or texting him with any questions that you might have, or you can set up that complimentary session that he offers you every single weekend to get that blueprint to worry less wealth that is complimentary. The number is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Eric, how you doing today?
Oh, doing great.
Good. We're going to have your guest today. Drew Frampton is joining us. He's general manager of O2 Mortgages. He'll be here with us later on during the show. Eric and Drew will be talking about mortgages, so you'll want to stick around for that. Let's go ahead and get started. We talk about retirement, and we all dream about living that comfortable, successful retirement. The other thing is we don't want to make a poor decision or justify procrastination because you believe something that's inaccurate or simply untrue. And Eric, that's what we're talking about today, right? The lies that we tell ourselves that really could damage our retirement.
Well, exactly. I mean, nobody wants to make mistakes. Nobody wants to fall victim to their own calamity. But, you know, our behavior and assumptions obviously can mess us up and can sabotage our retirement. And, you know, so that's one of the things we want to cover today is, you know, what can we know that's true and maybe at least point out stuff that you say, well, okay, maybe this is something you're telling yourself that you shouldn't be really falling into belief in. So, you know, what we want to do is today really is see if we can help you avoid some of those things that you might want to believe and really help you believe those things that you may need to believe.
So on the show today, we want to help you avoid making simple mistakes that really could wreck your chances of being successful in retirement. And Eric, we definitely need to be confident in our retirement. But first, can you talk about having overconfidence in retirement and how that could be a big problem?
Yeah, well, really, when it comes to proper planning for retirement or investing, you know, you need to be really careful and cautious. I mean, what you have to look at is how much savings do you have? Is it enough to be there? And don't just believe it. You know, you have to be sure of it. So you have to have some sort of actual analysis done, some sort of income plan to figure that out. And then, you know, if you think you wait to start saving for retirement, well, see what that's going to do. I mean, see how much putting that off is. I mean, everybody always says they're going to do stuff once you have extra money. I still have yet to meet that person who has extra money. You know, everybody's got something that they want to do with their money. So, you know, even Jeff Bezos or, you know, any of these super wealthy guys, they're going to, yeah, they got plenty of money, but they're going to still have some place to put it. So, you know, don't wait for that extra money and then you're going to start saving. And if you're not making enough interest, then, you know, that's another big problem. I mean, a lot of times people are so cautious that they just want to leave everything in the banks. Well, you know, that might have worked, you know, a couple decades ago, but definitely not today. And, you know, so really what you want to do is quit assuming that everything's going okay and really develop a plan that'll really test and verify that. So that way you actually know that that's happening and that's working for you. Yeah, what you want to do is you need to have an income plan. Then that income plan will tell you where those investments should be. And then you also want to see how the taxes are going to be affecting your income plan today as you're building up money. And then also once you hit retirement. And then you want to look at healthcare and legacy. And once you hit all five of those points, that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something that we help our clients with every day. If that's something you'd like to get for you and your family, then all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, we'll do this planning, no cost, no obligation. We'll show you what things, you know, you've got going on that are good. What are some opportunities to make some changes and what dangers you have to watch out for. So if you want that plan, that blueprint to worry less wealth, again, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800, or find us online at wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. Now, Eric, you were talking a little bit ago about, you know, the deceptions that we fall prey to. What would be some tips to help us get started?
Well, the first one's when you're thinking about that target date, you know, that date that you want to, you know, say, hey, I'm going to be retired. You know, what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be setting a target date of, you know, 55, but you're not going to have any nearly enough money, you know, or 62. So what you want to do is have a range. So you want to have, you know, somewhere like, I'm not going to be exactly on this day. It'll be around here. And then you want to keep checking in to make sure you're, you know, you're on track for that. And then you need to think about what your monthly income, you know, not what you need to have monthly, but what you want to have monthly. I mean, a lot of times I have people in here and they say, oh, well, I can get by with this. It's like, yeah, no, 20, 30 years of getting by, that's not my idea of retirement. So, you know, really what you want to do is you want to have enough money where, you know, you're doing the things you want to be doing. And so, you know, that actually is probably the one spot where people, you know, really don't always get it right. So, you know, having an idea of the budget, what you might need to spend, you know, to make sure you've actually saved enough. You know, like I said, that is a tough one because it can definitely change over time. And so, you know, it depends on when you're retiring. So one of the things is a lot of times if people who want to retire, say at 62 or somewhere around there, or maybe 60, the tough thing there is, okay, what are you going to do with Medicare? You don't have any medical until 65. So, okay, you're going to have, you know, maybe you're paying, you know, $50 or whatever, $100 with your employer plan. Well, guess what? That plan's really more like $800 to $1,000 a month, you know, for each of you often. So, you know, that's one of the first things that people don't necessarily think about if they're trying to retire early is what that cost will be. And then on the flip side is after retirement, you know, there's all these dumb studies that say, oh, you only have to have 70% of your pre-tax, you know, pre-work income, you know, to survive on in retirement and all this stuff. You know, if you're spending half your money on the weekends right now and there's only 2 days a weekend and you go to retire, you got 7 days a weekend and you've got a lot more time to spend a lot more money, and especially depending on what your desires and what your interests are. I mean, if you're, you know, somebody likes to garden and stay home more, that may not be a big deal. But if you like to golf and travel and, you know, go out to eat a lot or something like that, you know, then it may actually cost a lot more because you got a lot more time to do all those fun things that you've been wanting to do. So, you know, that's one of the things where, you know, looking at your monthly income and seeing, okay, how is that going to be changing over those years? You know, initially, maybe first 5-10 years, you know, you might be spending 100-150% of what you used to spend. I mean, not on a monthly basis either. So that's the part that I think probably throws people all off is, yeah, your monthly income, you know, or monthly need for money might be, you know, one number. You know, maybe it's, say, $6,000 or $7,000, but maybe you need $10,000 or $20,000 extra a year for all those trips and all these fun stuff. And so what you got to do is then divide that into, you know, 12 and basically add that to that monthly number. And maybe you only do that for 10 or 15 years. And then maybe you don't need to worry about that as much because you're probably not going to be doing as many things then. So, you know, the reason why we call it the worry less wealth is my goal is really to have people not have to worry as much in retirement. You know, I don't want them worrying about their money or having to stay home because not take that big trip because they, you know, their portfolio's down or something like that. What we want to do is make sure that they're going out there and having fun. So, you know, one of the first things you have to have is anytime you're meeting with any financial advisor, if they're not giving you a written income plan, they're not doing retirement planning. They're just doing investment management. So first and foremost, you got to have that. How is that money going to be coming out and is it going to last? If it runs out when you're 95, 99, okay, who cares probably. If it's 75, that's a problem. And so that's the very first thing that we got to take care of. Then we can figure out, okay, here's where you should be investing money. And then how are the taxes from those investments today and in retirement going to affect you? So really we want to look at all that stuff, combine it into one, throw in the healthcare legacy issues, and that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's something that we actually, after our first meeting, we actually develop that plan, sit down with you, go over it, and then it's up to you if you want to implement it. That's when you decide whether or not to work with us. But there's no pressure, no, you know, no, you got to act now or any of those types of things. So, you know, if you want to take advantage of that and you want that for you and your family, if you save at least $250,000 for retirement, again, we'll do this with no cost, no obligation for the first 10 callers today. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or you can find us anytime at wealthcreator.com.
You're invited to a special dinner or lunch with certified financial planner Eric Heckman and special guest Patrick Lamb, the Senior Vice President of Griffin Capital Markets Group. Learn how to create a retirement income stream of over 6%, plus how to leave a tax-efficient legacy for your loved ones. All this and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary meal at Maggiano's Little Italy at Santana Row. Join Wealth Creator radio host Eric Heckman and Griffin Capital Markets Group Senior Vice President Patrick Lamb, 408-297-9800, a complimentary meal on Thursday, September 21st for either lunch at 11:30 a.m. or dinner at 6 p.m. at Maggiano's Little Italy. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. Call now, 408-297-9800. 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with the Retirement News Network. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. Today, we're talking about things that we should do to avoid damaging ourselves in retirement. And the first part of our conversation is really just to take stock of where you are in the whole retirement planning process. So, Eric, how do we continue making our assessment?
Well, you know, after we look at the ways we need to change in retirement, we also need to determine if our savings can support those needs. So, yeah, that really takes a look at, you know, how much have you saved for retirement? You know, how much time do you have to save more, right? That's the big one. Looking at Social Security, what options, what's the best time to turn that on? What's the strategies for doing that? I mean, they've taken away a lot of the good, unique strategies that you used to be able to play around with, but there are still important things to be thinking about when you're talking about Social Security, especially when you're talking about taxes. And then, you know, can that portfolio support, you know, the future income that you're going to need, you know, from here on out.
So then what would be the final suggestion you have for those of us who are trying not to harm our own retirement?
Well, you know, after you've determined your needs, you know, what you want to do is determine your wants, right? So, I mean, needs, I think, is just always a silly way to plan. Nobody, you know, could you imagine going on just the vacation that you only need to do, not the one that you want to do? I mean, that'd be ridiculous. I mean, I guess in a lot of ways you'd say, well, you don't need one, so keep working or something. So that's not the point. And, you know, you don't need to go to the movie theater and see a movie, but, you know, you want to do that. So ask yourself, outside of monthly income, what else, you know, might you want in this world? I mean, what types of things are you looking to do? Are you, you know, wanting to travel more or buy a vacation house? Got a client right now doing that up in the, you know, mountains and saying, okay, well, let's get this going. And, you know, and so then how are you going to afford it? I mean, that's, you know, down payment for another house wasn't really necessarily in the plans. How are we going to fund that? How's it going to affect other assets and things like that? Any other, you know, special things, maybe it's a boat or, you know, whatever types of stuff that you want, you know, how's that going to affect things? Because a lot of those have monthly costs, have monthly things that, you know, it may cost you something out of your budget that it wasn't planned on before. So that's what you want to do. You know, obviously you want to be not just trying to subsist, but, you know, trying to actually have fun and enjoy your life. And that's one of the things that you want to do when you're kind of coming up with that number. And, you know, that number is probably one of the most critical things to look at. And, you know, once you know that number, then you can develop that monthly, you know, income plan for life. I mean, the income plan is, again, having a written income plan, there's just no way to retire without one. And so, you know, you want to have that written income plan to show you that, yes, I'm fine. I don't have to worry. I'm going to be great for the rest of my life. Then you want to look at investments and taxes, how those all interplay now and in retirement. Look at healthcare issues and legacy issues. Roll those five up into one thing, and that's called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And that's something here at Heckman Financial we're able to help you with. So, you know, if you want your own complimentary, no cost, you know, just customized to you, not a boilerplate type of thing, you know, that Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is pick the phone, call, or text. If you're one of the first 10 callers today, again, no cost, no obligation, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com.
So, Eric, can you give me an example of a lie that we shouldn't tell ourselves?
Well, probably the biggest one that you get a lot is, I can't afford to save now, I'll get serious later. And it's tough because, yeah, we all have bills to pay. We all have things we want to do. We want to, you know, go out and have fun now, not have to wait till you're old. It's definitely always a balancing act. And especially if you're raising family and maybe you got college costs, other things, you know, yeah, it can definitely get tough. But, you know, those, you know, just that time value money is just so amazing how well it grows and how well it does, you know, for you, all the work that you could try to do, but you're not going to be able to do unless you want to retire when you're 80 or something. So, you know, having that money there, allowing that to grow, you know, that's really one of the big keys. I mean, you know, if you had a, you know, a 50-year-old who wanted to retire at 65, and if he's only saved $100,000 to date, let's say he just says, hey, I don't think I need saving more, so we'll, you know, bite the bullet and keep funding it. And instead of doing five, he did $20,000 a year. He'd have $639,000 saved up. So he's actually more than doubled his money. Not rate of return wise. I mean, we're talking about the same exact rate of return. We're just saying, you know, if he, you know, put in, you know, that extra money, that extra 15K, you know, it's going to really build up a lot. And obviously, if he was a lot younger, it'd be even a, you know, massive difference for sure. Right now, actually, we're also 10 years away from, or 10 years anniversary, basically, of when there was a couple money markets in France that were now, in hindsight, the precursor to the financial crisis.
Oh, really?
And so, you know, we're just kind of hitting that anniversary of that was now a decade ago. Well, now people start, you know, you kind of forget what was happening a decade ago. I mean, that's literally two presidents ago, right? You know, so you know, that's lots of times people kind of forget, oh, what was going on then? And what was, you know, that seems like so far in the past, even though it wasn't really that far. And so, yeah, the market's got up a ton. You know, now we're a lot farther away from, you know, the bad period we went through. And then you got to ask yourself, okay, so what have I done differently this time? How is it going to be different, right? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Well, what have you done differently from the dot-com crash, from the 2008 crash? What have you done to, other than be 10 to 20 years older than those two time frames I'm talking about, what have you done now that you're closer to retirement to protect your assets? I mean, you know, where are they to make sure that if all of a sudden we have another 20, 30, 40% drop in the market, what's that going to be like to your portfolio? I mean, what is that effect going to look like? And, you know, one of the really cool tools we have is a thing called Riskalyze. And it's on our, anybody listening today can go onto wealthcreator.com. Very first page of our website, top right corner, there's a little box that says know your risk number. You can take a very, very quick little quiz to kind of figure out what's that risk tolerance look like to you. Then if you want us to do an actual analysis, we can actually take your holdings and actually simulate what would they look like in 2013 when the market did great? What would they look like in 08? What would they look like from 07 to 09, the full length of the financial crisis? You know, how much in, and not percentages, but how much in dollars? Because, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, you know, I can handle losing 20% and they've got a million saved up. And then all of a sudden you say, well, okay, are you okay with losing 200,000? Oh, no way at all. And it's like, that's 20%. And so, you know, a lot of times we don't feel percents, but we feel dollars. And so if you know that number, if you have that number available and you can see what your portfolio would look like. And I mean, I just did one for somebody that basically comes out with a score and it's like 1 to 100 and it's almost like a speed limit. They wanted to be around 34. They were actually ironically at a 68, exactly double of what they wanted in risk level. And of course, when do you want to know that? When things are going up or things are going down? Well, you want to know when they're still going up so you can still fix things. After things have gone down, that means they would have lost twice as much money as they are willing and you know, feel okay losing. That's something to know now, not know later on. So, you know, that's something that, you know, if you'd like us to help you and you'd like us to figure that out for you and your family, because once you have that information, then you can also figure out how you should be investing. It should not be let's invest and then figure out the income. No, it should be an income plan first, then investments. Then what's the tax ramifications? How's that going to affect my healthcare choices and my legacy issues? All those five things rolled up into one. That's the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something we can help you and your family with. If you want to take advantage of that, and if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement and you'd like to sit down and do this with us, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, if you're one of the first 10 callers, 408-297-9800, or you can find us anytime online at wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric. He is president of Heckman Financial. Their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. And their strategies will help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs. He looks at all of that. So we are giving you his telephone number today. You can call Eric or text him too. Either way, 408-297-9800. He is offering you a complimentary retirement analysis. He is offering you a blueprint to worryless wealth. And if you do call him, he'll put you through that portfolio test. So again, the number is 408-297-9800. Today, we're talking about the lies that we tell ourselves that really can harm our own retirement. Before our break, we were talking about playing catch up with our investments. And you gave us some statistics about that, Eric. But now what would be another lie that we tell ourselves?
Well, that I've got a good handle on my money. I don't need to waste any time with a financial advisor or planner. I mean, you know, I just recently had somebody in here and he's, you know, real nice guy, but he's like, oh, hold on, you know, you charge fees for your advice and, you know, and the planning and managing your portfolio. And it's like, well, you're actually paying fees right now. They're in your mutual funds. They're not legally invisible, but legally disclosed. So that means they're there. But, you know, it's kind of like scientists, you know, all tell us that, you know, we all know that there's air floating around. There's oxygen, right? There's, you know, stuff. We don't see it, but we know it's there. Same thing with mutual fund fees. They're there. They're real. And, you know, they can really cause a lot of issues. But you're also, if that's all you're paying is these fees and you're not getting anything for that value, okay, that's one thing. Well, if those fees, you know, so many people are harping on fees. You know, I mean, I've never seen anybody go, I want the cheapest brain surgeon around. I want the guy who charges the least. You know, maybe there's like a, you know, is there a Groupon for that, you know, that brain surgery? Because, you know, I want to save as much money as I can, right? No. What you want is you want something that's, you know, that's actually a good return. So, you know, when you're talking about that, is this, you know, prudent for you? Or how are you investing that money? I mean, I find a lot of people, you know, I recently had one couple that they had their top 25 stocks were 72% of their entire assets. So that means they just had a couple companies that everything was riding on. If those companies all of a sudden went south, their entire financial plan just goes out and, you know, they may have a decade or more to work to make that back. So, you know, they think they're doing good because those stocks have done well. Well, okay, that's good so far, but what happens when things change? So, you know, those are the things that a financial advisor can help you with. You know, in terms of, you know, okay, are we going to make you more money? No, I don't think if you're a really good financial advisor, you should be earning basically what the overall diversified market's earning. You should be lowering people's risk and still earning well. That's really what you should be doing. So, you know, if you're going to be able to save more and build up more, you know, and then you're also going to make wiser decisions. Maybe you're going to be making a lot smarter tax decisions. I mean, lots of times people have no clue on taxes. Yeah, that's the other probably big one that I find is when people are saying, oh, I've got a good handle on my money, and then they do their own taxes, or a lot of times they even have some tax professional, you know, doing their tax return, but they've got passive income coming in from rentals, and they can't write that money off. Well, anytime you have a Form 8582 in your tax return, that means you should be investing some of your money differently. You should be investing some money into things called passive income generators. Those can give you money that basically is, in essence, what I like to call tax absent. It's not taxable money. It's going to be earning good money, but you're not going to have to pay tax on it because of your specific situation. So, you know, there's certain reasons why you should do certain things, not necessarily from investment, not necessarily from, you know, a tax perspective or even the income. But when you're looking at all three together, that's when you get the clarity and that's when you can see it. But what happens is most people are not going to be able to figure that all out on their own, unless they've had 25 years of experience in the field. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you want to build that plan for yourself, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. We will build that blueprint to worryless wealth. We're going to go over your income, your investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, put that all into one cohesive plan. And again, that's the blueprint to worryless wealth. That's something that if you've saved at least $250,000, up for retirement and you're one of the first 10 callers today, we'll do this for no cost, no obligation. Again, 408-297-9800. You can call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Thanks again for joining us today. I'm here with Eric Heckman, founder of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. Eric's also a well-known speaker, and he's a certified financial planner and a chartered financial consultant. So he can help you with all of these questions you might be facing. You're either maybe going into retirement, or if you're already in retirement, he can help you. He would love to create that blueprint to wordless wealth. His website, again, wealthcreator.com. Again, wealthcreator.com. Today, we're talking about the lies that you tell yourself that might damage your retirement. So today, we're just kind of hoping to bring these up so that you won't hurt your chances in retirement. What's another lie that we can't afford to tell ourselves, Eric?
Well, probably this one I kind of get in two forms. It's if worse comes to worse, I'll go back to work. And the flip side is I'll only keep working until. So I think they're both the same kind of thing. And you know, what happens is people say stuff, but what the reality is and what the studies show is totally different. According to the Employee Benefit Research Institute, 67% of workers who surveyed that they were going to work during retirement, the same study found out that only 27 of them actually did, only 27%. So a lot less. And, you know, if 70% of people work in retirement, you know, only 30% do, that means 3 in 10, you know, who want to work, you know, are able to. Well, that's not very good, right? I mean, if part of your plan was, hey, I've got enough from Social Security and savings to do 2/3 of my income, so I'll just work for the other third, doing a fun job or something. And all of a sudden you can't do that job or you can't find that job, then that can be pretty bad. And the other probably, like I was saying, the flip side of that, the one that probably I see a lot more of too is, people say that they're going to be able to work a lot longer than they are. And then something happens. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a parent. Somebody gets ill. And things can change super fast. I mean, people can go from healthy to, very ill very quickly. And so, that's one of those things that, they think that they were going to be able to work, and then all of a sudden they're taking time off, and then they're having to quit their jobs. And so, that's one of those issues that can't really count on work always being there for you, that you're going to always get a job no matter what, because it depends on, lots of different things happening in the right ways and stuff. So, I've seen that, unfortunately I had a client that, pass away earlier this year. She's totally, totally healthy and, had just made it to 60 and her husband had already stopped working. And, the plan was for her because she had a really good job to work for 5 more years and they'd be all set. And, now that plan's out the window and things are very different. And she went from being totally healthy to, passing away within 6 months. And so, you just never know. So if that thing was, oh yeah, I'm going to keep working, you can't count on that. So, that's one of the things where you got to watch out. And again, what would happen to the plan if this happened? I mean, you need to have all those contingencies thought about.
Right, all the what ifs.
And, that can be very tough. And, maybe it's a spouse, but, there's lots of different things that can happen. So, that's one of the things that you want to look at is say, okay, how am I going to be able to retire and am I going to be needing to help somebody? What's that going to look like? Can I work this long? All those things. So what we want to do is build that blueprint to worry less wealth. It's a one nice document that has in there all together, one spot, that income plan, the written income plan that says, yes, I'll be able to live for the rest of my life and not have to worry about running out of money. We'll talk about investments, taxes, how those two interrelate to everything else. Then healthcare and legacy, and that's the blueprint to worryless wealth that we can create for you and your family. All you have to do is pick the phone and call or text, no cost, no obligation. If you're one of the first 10 callers today, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, 408-297-9800. You can call or text 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Coming up in our next segment, Eric has a special guest from O2 Mortgages. Drew Frampton will be here and they'll be talking about mortgages. So stick around for that. That's coming up next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor, Drew, here from O2 Mortgage. Good to have you, Drew.
Thanks, Eric. Glad to be here.
Springtime's usually always the time to list, and summer's time to buy, but now we're getting kind of later in summer. Is it still a good time to be buying a house or not?
Yeah, that's a question that a lot of people ask quite a bit, and it's a good question, right? It's, hey, I'm going to spend a lot of money. Possibly this is going to be the most
expensive.
Yeah, right. Maybe even more, right? It's pretty crazy out here. It's a very expensive thing. Is now a good time to buy, right? That's always the question. And really, it's a very simplistic answer that I usually come back with. But it's, you know, for me, it's not as much, is the market, you know, good? Is the market bad? It's more of, is this affordable for you? Because we're talking about a primary residence, a place that you're going to move into. If you've never bought before, you're renting right now, so you're already spending money. Let's talk about the affordability aspect rather than necessarily just, is this going to be a good investment for me?
Yeah. And so like when, because I know one big thing you do compared to all those 800 number mortgage people or whatever, you know.
We're a 408.
Exactly. And, you know, but you guys actually do spend time, you know, really, I don't know if you want to say counseling, but at least, you know, asking people and kind of going through a discovery process, right? To figure out, you know, should you be buying that or should, you know, what is the cost difference? So, you know, tell me about like, you know, what's the process you guys usually when you're doing that?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it has to go with just affordability, right? This is a primary residence. You're going to be spending money on a monthly basis on a home, whether it's your home or you're renting a home.
Right.
So for us, we take into consideration what kind of tax benefits are you getting? We're not tax advisors, but we'll run through, okay, what you can write off potentially, you want to check that with a tax advisor. Also comparing that to when you rent, you're paying for the roof over your head. When you own the home, you're just paying down a debt now. And when you pay that down, there's a principal portion of your monthly payment. And you want to include that as well.
$2 right now.
It is front loaded with interest and back loaded with principal. It's usually about a third of your mortgage payment. It's the principal to start out with. And you know that a lot of people forget that you're paying down that debt. You're increasing your net worth. You're increasing your equity. And that's something to consider.
Yeah. And you're increasing your equity, not your landlord's equity, which is definitely good if you're trying to, you know, get out of renting.
Right. You're always paying a mortgage. It just isn't necessarily your mortgage.
Right. And so like when you're doing that, those numbers, what's the best thing to be, you know, like obviously you have property tax, you got insurance, you know, so how are you guys helping people figure out along with the mortgage?
Right. So there's never a one size fits all. Every situation's a little bit different. But for most people, you definitely have a mortgage. For most people, you have insurance and taxes. On top of that, you might have an HOA, depending on what type of home you buy.
Or a condo,
townhouse. Sometimes even the newer developments, the single families have a small HOA. Uh-huh. And then as well, you know, if you put in less than 20% down, you potentially might have mortgage insurance, and you might want to factor that into your monthly payments.
Okay. And I know, like, pre all the meltdown stuff, the 80-10-10 stuff, is that still kind of around, like the 80% first, 10% second, and only putting 10% down?
You can definitely put less than 20% down. There's two ways to go about it. You either pay mortgage insurance and do one loan, or you could potentially do an 80-10-10, even an 80-15. It just depends on what kind of program you're going to go with. You should be aware the less you put down, usually you're either paying mortgage insurance or a higher interest rate on your second. But for a lot of people, that's either the only way that they have to get into a home, or it's the most economically sound way because they might have stock sitting, or something where they just don't want to liquidate. So putting less money down might make sense for them.
Yeah, no, definitely. And sometimes if you have those hardly appreciated assets, like some stocks and stuff, if you sell some this year, then some next year, you spread that out. And obviously you could pay off that second mortgage that way. And
absolutely.
Yeah, so there's good tax benefits for why to do that and financial.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, and so, obviously, like you said, appreciation, but, any other things you're looking at in terms of, when you're buying that place and what you should be looking at in terms of financing?
Yeah, a very big part of real estate in general is longevity. How long are you thinking about staying in this home? If you're at the place in your life where it's year by year, you don't know what you're going to be doing next year, buying a home may not make sense because you're going to be turning around and selling in a year or doing something in a year. Real estate is a long-term game. So the longer you stay in the home, the more chances of it really working out hugely in your favor. So longevity is very important when you're talking about owning a home. And coincidentally, a lot of people begin to buy their first home when they start having kids and such, because kids then start going to school. And so they're planning on staying in the area long term.
Yeah. And then also I have a lot of clients that ask me about, because a lot of my clients are, retired or about to retire.
Right.
And, they're trying to help their kids out. So one was, if I give a promissory note, what's the implication? So they wanted me to give them a little feedback on that stuff. But, maybe talk about that a little bit too, is if somebody is, trying to help their grown kids, because it is so crazy expensive around here. A lot of times you have to have a gift letter, right? Mm-hmm. Typically or something. What, how does that implicate things, and how does that screw around with, numbers and stuff?
Right. Number one, it's very common, just because, especially for a first-time home buyer, they don't have equity to pull from one home to buy the next. So they will potentially be tapping into mom and dad, or, pulling money elsewhere. If you're getting money as a gift, it does have to be from a family member. Lenders are at least keen enough. They're not always keen, but they're at least keen enough to understand that if you're getting a gift from a friend, it's probably not a gift. So it has to be a gift. You'd sign a letter stating it's a gift. The intention is for the money not to be repaid back. You can't always pay it back if you want, but the intention is for it not to be repaid back. Okay. And the money would usually be sent directly into escrow. And we always advise that, only because it muddies the waters a little bit when you send it into your personal account as far as paper trails and that sort of thing. But yes, gifts are very, very common. And it's just something you'd want to kind of work out with your loan officer as far as what you're giving and how you're doing that.
Yeah. And then, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman. And if you have any questions for us, you can always give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. I'm talking with Drew Frampton at O2 Mortgage. And, so the other thing, too, is I've had more and more of these clients where they're, kind of getting out of Dodge type of thing, or at least getting out of the big house and downsizing. So what happens if, you're selling your big place in Santa Clara, maybe you want some flat house down in Gilroy or, someplace cheaper. If you're retired and you're trying to buy a house, how does that affect, because obviously we talked about a little bit about affordability and all that other stuff. Yeah. It's not necessarily always first time home buyers. It may be somebody downsizing.
Right.
But they may want to, in today's market, just sell and then have the cash and go buy. But, a lot of times it makes sense not to, to pay cash or the whole thing, maybe get a little bit of a loan.
Mm-hmm.
But is it harder for them then to, or sometimes also it's people getting remarried or something. Mm-hmm. But, how hard is it if you're not getting that steady W-2 paycheck anymore, and you're just living off assets. So how does that complicate things?
You know, I think a lot of people are surprised when they come in, because we see that a lot. We see people, number one, look at what county you're selling and what county you're buying. There is a potential you could transfer your tax basis.
Right.
That's huge
that's
for some
people.
One.
Yeah.
So definitely you would want to do that research. I know a few counties besides Santa Clara will allow you to transfer that. A big one's El Dorado. So you'd want to take a look at that depending on where you're moving. But Gilroy, and let's say you sold your house in Sunnyvale, buying a Gilroy or Morgan Hill or something where it's a little bit less expensive. Yes, definitely look into the tax benefit, the tax basis for that. And then a lot of times you're moving from a bigger home and usually a bigger mortgage to a either smaller home or less expensive home and a less expensive mortgage. And depending on when you bought and how you financed that originally, you're going to have a tremendous amount of equity usually that you're buying. So you're going to have a very low, what we call loan to the value of the home. Percentage.
Right.
And that usually means better rates and usually means that you're going to have a lower payment. If that's the case, you know, if you think it's affordable, usually is affordable, right?
Right.
I mean, let's figure out.
But for the loan, they just have to be able to show they have the assets sitting there or something.
Yeah. So if
you have some money coming in from somehow like either Social Security or IRA withdrawals or something.
Yeah. So if you have some kind of reoccurring payment to you as far as a pension or Social Security or something like that, then or IRA withdrawal or something like that, then that usually works.
Well, you know, so if somebody does want to take advantage of your services and say, hey, I am looking to buy, you know, kind of want to do this consultation, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us by phone at 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. And you can visit us online at o2mtg.com. That's O as in Oscar, the number 2mtg.com.
And of course, you can always find a link also at wealthcreator.com to their site. So it's great having you on this month. We'll have you on next month. So thanks a lot, Drew.
Glad to be here.
And we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
You're invited to a special dinner or lunch with certified financial planner Eric Heckman and special guest Patrick Lamb, the Senior Vice President of Griffin Capital Markets Group. Learn how to create a retirement income stream of over 6%, plus how to leave a tax-efficient legacy for your loved ones. All this and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary meal at Maggiano's Little Italy at Santana Row. Join Wealth Creator Radio host Eric Heckman and Griffin Capital Markets Group Senior Vice President Patrick Lamb, 408-297-9800, a complimentary meal on Thursday, September 21st, for either lunch at 11:30 a.m. or dinner at 6 p.m. at Maggiano's Little Italy. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. Call now, 408-297-9800. 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, here today with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And today we've been talking about the lies that we tell ourselves that really could damage our retirement. And all these little lies, you know, these things that we overlook by telling ourselves, that's not going to happen to me. They are hugely significant, aren't they, Eric?
Yeah, well, I mean, they can really upend a retirement. And that's why, you know, people come in to see us and they really want to figure out, okay, how do you plan for all those contingencies? I mean, just like a pilot goes around and does a pre-flight check up and make sure everything's in, you know, ideally your working condition and, you know, all ready to fly. That's really what you want to do for your own retirement. You know, you want to have that pre-flight check. You want to make sure that all those contingencies are thought of and settled and what's the plan going to be if those things happen. And that's why you need a plan. I mean, that's the big thing, is getting that plan done.
Well, I'll tell you, we are about out of time today. So would you have any final thoughts for us before we end our show?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things you want to do, of course, is, you know, start setting some goals. I mean, take some time out. You know, we're at the end of the summer. Hopefully you had all your fun vacations and trips. And, you know, so sit down, take some time to actually plan your retirement so you can have a lot more fun and a lot more trips. You know, because taking that time today will actually pay off huge in the end. And so, you know, figuring out what's that date you want to retire, you know, what's that monthly income amount that you're going to need, which is typically your take home pay pretty much today. And then, you know, how will things change over time? You know, how's your savings going to keep up with that? And then you got to watch out for those lies that people tell ourselves, you know, all the time. I mean, we're always saying that, you know, oh, yeah, I can't afford right now, so I'll get series later, and later all of a sudden flew by and you're past later. You know, then, you know, if I fall behind, I'll just make more money somehow. And that one, I cannot believe how many people actually believe that. Well, you know, why can you all of a sudden now make more money when you weren't able to before? You know, it just makes no sense. And then, you know, I've got a pretty good handle of money. I don't even waste my time on a planner. I mean, I literally just had somebody in here where we saved them over $70,000 in taxes. It's probably one of my biggest one-time, just really little things. And it's just because they had a special provision in their 401k. And, you know, I was able to show them how they should be taking money out. And it's just a huge, huge savings. And, you know, they've got somebody who does their taxes, but that tax person wasn't looking at their investments and wasn't telling them that. And so, you know, it's one of these little things where it can save you a ton of money if you have somebody who's actually looking at everything all at once. And, you know, and then of course, you know, worst comes worst, I'll just keep working or I'll go back to work. You know, good luck on that one. That does not always happen. And unfortunately, lots of times either health-wise or, you know, also just age-wise, people won't want to hire you anymore. There's lots of issues there. And then of course, I don't have to worry about helping a family member. And that one, you know, believe me, there's a lot of issues around that, and a lot of people that spend a lot of time and money, or, you know, maybe it's just their own time, but just that costs you money too. So, you know, that's one of those things that you want to look at, is look at all that, get that into a plan. I mean, that's why we're so big on planning. And what you need is that income plan. If you do not have an income plan, you've never met with a true financial advisor, a true retirement planner. And so get that income plan, get that investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all into one. And that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. If that's something you want for you and your family, just pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or find us online at wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. You can find us anytime online at iTunes or at wealthcreator.com. You can listen to the podcast of the show. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. See you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.